Grammar Girl here. This is the final week that I'm going to give you a peek at the entries in my new book, 101 Troublesome Words. Today, we'll talk about the words decimate and all right. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/gg. So first, decimate. When I was doing radio interviews last week to promote the book, multiple people called in to complain that other people are using the word decimate wrong. So I thought it would be a good entry to include this week. What's the trouble? Well, some people cling to the belief that decimate can only mean a reduction by 10%. Here's some background. The Roman military wasn't as interested in justice as it was in order. We get the word decimate from the Romans' brutal practice of punishing mutinous units by having the men draw lots and then requiring the troops who were to survive to kill the unlucky 10% who chose the wrong lot. Decimate has its etymological root in the Latin word for tenth, and it shares that root with words like decimal and decimeter. Because of these historical and etymological roots, some people believe that the only proper way to use decimate is to talk about something reduced by precisely 10%. But usage experts disagree. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage, for example, notes that decimate has never been used this way in English. Although there's an entry for the reduction by 10% meaning in the Oxford English Dictionary, it contains no example sentences, which is unusual. The Merriam-Webster editors believe that the OED definition was included merely to bridge the gap between the Roman practice and the standard English meaning, which is a massive or severe reduction. So, what should you do? Use decimate without fear to describe a huge culling or loss. It doesn't have to be limited to 10%. Because of its roots, decimate is particularly well used when describing significant casualties in a population of military troops or another group of people, but it can be used to describe any extreme loss. Beware of using it to describe death or a complete loss, however. Those uses are incorrect. And here's an example sentence that's included in the book. This is from Lauren Groff in the book Delicate Edible Birds and Other Stories. Who in the midst of passion is vigilant against illness? Who listens to the reports of recently decimated populations in Spain, India, Bora Bora, when new lips, tongues, and poems fill the world? And that was a proper use of the word decimate. Next, let's talk about all right. A lot of people who reviewed the book commented that they were surprised by this entry. So what's the trouble? Nearly all usage guides condemn all right, written as one word, but it occasionally shows up in the work of respected writers, and many average people think it's fine, or even the preferred spelling. The Oxford English Dictionary calls all right as one word, a frequent spelling of all right two words. Not quite saying outright that it's wrong, but making the implication. The Columbia Guide to Standard American English is more clear. They say, quote, all right, two words, is the only spelling standard English recognizes, unquote. The word's history is little help. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage, very early spellings included both one-word and two-word forms. With the pressure to save space in status updates and text messages, the one-word form is likely to gain currency rather than fade because it's shorter. The saves space argument isn't new either. An early proponent of the one-word form over the two-word form mentioned the extra cost of sending cable messages because of the extra characters in all right when it's written as two words. Until popular usage guides, such as the Chicago Manual of Style or AP Style Book, give their stamp of approval to all right spelled as one word, it'll be edited out of most professional work. However, one telling sign is that many quotations on Goodreads.com, which are transcribed by people who are likely to be above average readers, people find quotations in their favorite books and then type them into Goodreads.com, a lot of those people substitute the one-word form when the two-word form appears in the original book. I predict that the one-word form will eventually win. So what should you do? Well, today, stick with All Right as two words, unless you wish to be part of the charge to legitimize All Right as one word, but it's kind of a fringe movement right now. And here's the example quotation from the book. This is sort of the best example I could find, and it's from a very informal letter. It's Jack Kerouac, Beat Generation author of On the Road, in a personal letter to Allen Ginsberg, Peter Orlovsky, William S. Burroughs, and Alan Anson. He wrote, "Bill is all right," one word. "Crowley thinks I'm a simple Simon. I'm a fool, all right." Again, one word, not two. So you can see how informal that is. So those are both entries from my new book, 101 Troublesome Words You'll Master in No Time. If you like the podcast, please pick up the book. It's only $5.99. I hesitate to call it cheap, so let's just say it's one of my most affordable books. And thanks again to Audible for sponsoring the podcast. I'd been reading more ebooks in the last few months, but then once I started working on the book launch, I stopped having time to read. Just last night, I realized it had been weeks since I'd read any fiction. So I hopped over to Audible and downloaded an audiobook so I could listen to it while I'm going to sleep at night. When my schedule gets really tight, that's the only time I have for fiction, and Audible makes it possible. A friend said that since I liked Hunger Games and Insurgent and Divergent, I'd like Legend by Marie Lu. So I downloaded that, and you could too. You could even download it free if you sign up for a free trial at Audible using the URL audiblepodcast.com/GG. You'll get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep. That's audiblepodcast.com/GG. You can find a complete transcript of this podcast at quickanddirtytips.com. I'm Mignon Fogarty. That's all. Thanks for listening.